Let's go to Mark chapter 6. I've been looking at this book, going through it a little bit here and there. And in Mark chapter 6, Jesus has sent the disciples out. Their first mission journey as far as being not only disciples but apostles, being sent forth. And they are coming back rejoicing about what God has done through them, and we'll certainly look at that. But something, I guess unusual is the right word, unexpected, at least for the gung-ho preacher that we know that these disciples were. And I want you to look in verse 30, chapter 6, verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. They are coming back now, as I've said, they've been on the first missionary journey. Up to this point, Jesus has been doing everything. He's been doing the preaching, the teaching, the healing, the working, the moving. God has worked through him. And they have been spectators, preaching or teaching or working miracles. They have not. But now he knows he's got to head back to heaven for long, and he's preparing them. So they have gone, they have come back now, and they are excited about what happens. And in my mind, I think, boy, now the Lord's going to say, let's go, boys. He does the opposite. He says, let's stop. Let's rest. I'm going to try and preach on that. When God rests. Now, we understand Jesus was God. And we understand God being God, he doesn't need rest. When the Bible talks about that he rested after the creation, doesn't mean he says, whew, boy, that tired me out. I'm going to sit down a while like I do on Sunday afternoon. It meant he ceased his work because he was done. God doesn't tire or weary, but Jesus did. And it's amazing to me. But I want to look at that thought of rest. Now, I'll be honest, I was mean enough this morning for a month, but I still would say this. A lot of God's people don't need rest. They need a burst of energy. But there is this truth about rest in the Bible. The 1828 Webster Dictionary defines rest as a cease from action, to be quiet or still, or to be calm. They stopped, they rested, they relaxed. That's what we're going to find out. And they come back all excited about what's going on, what has done. Notice what they had done, work, labor, what they had taught. Now that to some who's never taught or preached, that didn't mean much. But I guarantee you, if you have ever taught a Sunday school class, or if you are a preacher and you've preached, you know teaching or preaching is exhausting. They say, I believe it's probably true, that preparing and preaching a message, one message, is like 8 hours of manual labor. I believe that because of the emotion, because of the stress, because of the exertion. So these disciples have been laboring now. They have been preaching, verse 12 tells us that. They have been casting out demons, verse 13 tells us that. They've been healing the sick, verse 13 tells us about that. And there is no doubt. Now remember, multitudes have been coming. Multitudes are sick, multitudes are afflicted, multitudes have been coming to Jesus and also the disciples for help, and they have been giving, 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 doing, doing, preaching, teaching, giving out, and they have become exhausted. And that's what we want to realize tonight. It's a good thing to do something for the Lord. They told Jesus what they had done. Jesus talked a lot about doing. Before I talk about rest, let's talk a little bit about doing. Jesus talked a lot about doing the Lord's will, doing what God says, doing what the Bible teaches. In fact, he said this, if ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. He even went further than that and said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So the Bible talks a lot about doing, a lot about giving. It talks about doing alms in Matthew 6:1, doing good in Luke 6:33, doing the deeds of your Father in John 4:41. Doing all to the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Doing heartily or with everything you've got in Colossians 3:23. Talks about doing well in James 2:8. So work is not bad. If you remember, Adam and Eve worked before the curse. When everything was perfect, when all the environment was right, when there was no sin, no affliction, no flesh, when the devil hasn't attacked man yet, God put them in the garden to keep it, to work in that garden, and they labored gladly, and it wasn't laborsome. So doing, working, is no doubt biblical. But doing and working and going and giving can be exhausting, but that still does not excuse laziness. The Bible's definitely against laziness. Here's just a few verses. In Proverbs 6, it's, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. In other words, do like the ant, they are very active. Proverbs 10:5, he that gathereth in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causeth shame. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. Proverbs 19:15, the idle soul shall suffer hungry. So no doubt the Bible talks about doing. And the Bible talks about being lazy and how wrong it is and how it displeases God. So I'll say this and I'll get to my message. Lazy people probably don't need rest. Lazy people need to see the need and get busy. But these men were not lazy. Rest, listen, is for those who are working. And these men had been working. They had been giving their all. It's more than just doing a job. You can go to work and work yourself to exhaustion and go back home and you're tired. But there's something different about doing a ministry for the Lord. For it's not just the doing and the working and the moving of the hands and the arms and the mouth. It's the burden you carry with you if you're the true worker. It's that load of knowing I'm dealing with eternal souls. I'm dealing with the will and way of God. I will please Him or displease Him today. He will use me to help someone today. And that burden makes it even more wearisome, but it is a part of life for the believer. Rest is for those who are working. I want to say number two. Rest is for those who are weary. I've mentioned it already more than once in this message. Look in verse 31. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. I've already said there were so many people coming to them. Now they are the ones who can heal. They are the ones that are preaching and teaching. They are the one that everybody goes to get the help they so desperately need. And they are coming and coming and getting and going, and it has worn the disciples out. And so I say, as I've already mentioned, when they come back excited about what God has done through them, instead of Jesus saying, okay, while you've got this stamina, while you're excited, let's go out. Oh, He does the opposite. He said, let's rest a while. Because they were weary. Rest is for those who are weary. They had been so busy helping others, they had not had time to help themselves. They had gone and gone and given until they needed to stop and rest. They could not even stop and eat. They didn't have time to fix a bologna sandwich because somebody else was always there saying, I'm sick, help me. I'm needy, help me. So they've been giving out and they're weary. Could I say this right here? Serving the Lord is not easy. Really serving God is not easy. I've already indicated that, but it is physically exhausting. I am here tonight moving my body. I had to climb two whole steps to get on this platform. To get back down, I'll have to go back down those steps. And there's a physical exertion when you're going out and doing something for God. There's a physical exertion that will wear you out. It's not only physical, but it's emotional. Those thoughts, that burden, that concern, that load of knowing somebody I talk to today may be lost. This person I'm trying to help needs God. There's that load, that burden. It's not only physical and emotional, but it's spiritual. That knowing that this is God's will for my life, and me living for God and doing the right thing and pleasing Him, me being right with God matters. And there's that load of knowing I need to stay right with God. It is not easy to serve God. It is exhausting. And these disciples were exhausted. Rest not only is for those who are working, but it's for those who are weary. They were mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually exhausted. Mentally, our minds can overload. That's one of the reasons why Jesus said, take no thought of today, of tomorrow, of what's going on or what might happen. Don't let it load your mind down. Don't let it weary you. Again, Webster's 1828 said, that rest is the body at rest when it ceases to move. The mind is at rest when it ceases to be disturbed or agitated. I want to say it again. The body is at rest when it ceases to move. The mind is at rest when it ceases to be disturbed or agitated. Our minds can be so overloaded. If I could even tell you half of my thoughts that I've had today in the getting up and preparing for church and coming and staying here until time for church and sitting on the pew getting ready to preach this morning and what I've thought about this afternoon and thought about since I've been here, my mind has been a whirlwind of thoughts of wanting God's will, wanting to please God, remembering what I got to preach, remembering everything. Oh, listen, it is a load, there's no doubt, and it can wear you out spiritually. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Right. We live in weak bodies. We have human natures that drain us, that pull us away from God's will, pull us toward the world, pull us toward the selfishness that we are so prone to go into. It is a battle that can wear us out and wear us down if we are not careful. And that's why I say that rest is for those who are weary. Oh, listen, no matter how spiritual you are, you can wear yourself out. Not just in the going and the doing that's a part of it, but in your mind, the load that we can carry. And everybody here is limited. We can only take just so much. And that's one reason why Jesus said, I want you to stop. I want you to follow me. Did you hear what he said? Come ye. That means he's saying, I'm leading you. You know what that means? Jesus was going to go and rest too. That's why I entitled this evening, When God Rests. Jesus himself, even though he was God, he grew weary. Remember at the well, when he was wearied in the journey, he had to sit down and rest and sent the disciples for food because he was tired, weary, thirsty, and hungry. Even he as God in the flesh grew weary because he labored, he worked. He had that burden of mankind on him. He had the cross ahead for him, and it was wearing him out, humanly speaking. That's why he said, come on and let's rest. Now, when we get to heaven, we have glorified bodies. And the Bible says we will be at rest. That does not mean we'll have nothing to do. I believe we will serve the Lord more in heaven than we do here. But our labor, as I said before, will not be laborsome. It will not be hard. It will not be difficult because that human body will have dropped off. The human mind will be left behind. And our glorified body serving the Lord will be a delight, and it will not wear us out. Look in verse 31 again. Come ye yourself apart into a desert place. It literally means a deserted place where no one's at. Get away from everything and everyone. I'll say this. Every believer needs to take a break occasionally. You need to give yourself permission, because God did, to let the world go. To let the burden loose. To do nothing. To rest. I'm talking tonight about taking a break. Taking a rest, relaxing. It is assuming that we are in the service for the Lord. They departed to a desert place. Then notice in verse 32. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. They tried to sneak off, but it didn't work. Notice, they departed. They left. They went to a remote place, a deserted place, a private place where they could be alone, just them and Jesus. They wanted to try to make certain that no one went with them. The multitudes who needed help, let them wait. The ones that were sick, let them stay sick. Listen to this. The ones who were lost, let them stay lost. Because you need a break. You need to rest. They go away into a desert place because working people need a break. And listen to this. A weak believer is easy prey for the enemy. I'm thinking of a preacher friend of mine, one of the most godly men I've ever known personally. He was a delight to be around. But even when I knew him and when we were together, I saw a man who never took a break, never let himself get out from under the burden, always very serious about serving the Lord, and that is a good thing. But he never let himself relax. He never let it go. And it took a toll. Certainly he did not get out of sin, but he mostly, it took a toll on him. I am convinced part of it, again, this is my opinion, a part of the stress and the burden and the damage it did to him was the fact that he would not let himself relax. I say this evening, a weak believer is easy prey for the enemy. The wolf looks for the weakest sheep. Remember what the Bible says? He goeth about searching, looking for who he may devour. He's looking for the one that's the easiest prey. And when we get weak physically, when we get weak emotionally, when we get weak surely spiritually, we're easy prey for the devil. You know yourself. You are more likely to sin when you're tired. You're more likely to give in to temptation when you get weary. You're more likely to get discouraged when your mind is full and your heart is heavy. There is this truth that we all need rest to where we can relax and get away from everything. And then lastly, rest is for those who are working. Rest is for those who are weary. And then the next two verses takes another little turn. And I end with this. Rest is for those who are watching. Notice what verse 33 and 34 says. And the people saw them departing and knew him and ran afoot thither out of all cities. And out went them and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep having not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them mighty things. Here's these disciples, here's Jesus. They're tired, they're weary. They go away. They leave the people with the need behind. They try to escape. They go by sea to a place. And the people who are coming and needy and wanting and crying out for help from Jesus and the disciples see where they're going. They run around the edge and they head to the same place where the disciples are heading. And the time comes when Jesus sees those that are needy. And he sees those who are needy. I said it like this. Rest is for those who are watching. They needed rest. And they got some rest. But they let that rest end. They let that rest end. And they went back to work. They knew that their rest was needed for their own sake, for their own benefit, for the glory of God. They needed to rest, but their job was not yet done. Their burden, even though for temporary time they set it aside, they did not leave it behind. And when Jesus and the disciples saw these people coming, needing help again, they went back to helping. They reached out to them again. Those that were sick, still sick. Those that were hurting were still hurting. Those that were lost were still lost. Those that needed help were still needing help. And the need was great. And as long as we're in this world, there's going to be people with needs. There's going to be a job to do. But we need to learn to lay it down, to leave it, to let the world go, to let the devil fight, to give in, give up, give out, lay it down for a while for our own well-being, and then take it up again. To not lose the burden to be watching when those around us, when we see them still hurting, when we see them still lost, when we see them still confused and still needy. When Jesus referred to it like this, they're like sheep without a shepherd. They don't know which way to go. They have no help of their own. They are hopeless and helpless without the shepherd. And he says, in essence, hey, I got the answer. So this evening, I do not know how this message applies to you. I do not know how much you work or labor. I do not know how much burden you carry. I don't know how stressed you get. I don't know how weary you get. But I will say this. One trick the devil uses is to try to run us so much that we get weary. And when we do, we're open prey. And he can get through to us then like never before. This is a very tricky message because I don't want us to lay down and quit. I don't want us to stop caring. Neither did Jesus. When they came back after the rest, he says, let's go again. He saw the burden. He saw the need, and they went out. If you notice the next few verses, we won't cover tonight, they went out serving God. A believer needs to realize there comes a time when we need to rest physically, emotionally, and even spiritually. Lay the burden down for a while and get refreshed. You know what that might mean? An afternoon nap. It may mean a trip to the mall. It may mean going and doing your hobby. It may mean getting with a friend and just talking. It may mean just sitting around watching a good TV program. For some way, some time, letting things go. The Lord talks about casting your care upon Him, for He careth for you. That's part of what I'm talking about tonight. Let's stand together, heads bowed and eyes closed, no music or singing tonight.